Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:06, and that means it's 8:06 Friday. That's our time slot for Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the media and PR firm Spring Story. Welcome back, my man, Jason Roop. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good this morning. It's good to talk to you, Gary.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. So we haven't had you on for a couple weeks while the election season's been hot and heavy. But so naturally, let's start with an election story where the race, last I saw this race, you correct, what is the latest? Last I saw these two folks battling for Kim Gray's seat on city council were separated by, what, like 29 votes or 20, something?
Yeah, just a handful. I mean, that was definitely something I would request a recount on if I were one of the candidates. So this is the race, yes, where Kim Gray vacated it to run for mayor, and she lost that bid. But we still don't know exactly who's going to hold her seat. There's now a little bit more certainty. But back in beginning of the week, this is Tavares Spinks and Catherine Jordan. So Tavares was a very slim winner, according to the election results that were posted online. And then all of a sudden, the next day, it swung the other way by, more than 1,000 votes for Catherine. So now the two are trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And yesterday, Tavares filed a Freedom of Information Act request to really get an explanation from the registrar, because they feel like they don't know what happened. The registrar has told a couple media outlets that there was an adding error, and it was corrected when they went back to do the canvas. But we're waiting for the results to be certified. And in the meantime, they are each being incredibly gracious with each other, and each has pledged to support whoever wins in the election. So it's interesting to see, this is a microcosm of the disputes going on across the country in the presidential election and in others. And there was another city council race as well that where they seem like they're confused about how things were counted up and what the results are.
But, regardless of how it ends up, that race was remarkably close.
Oh, yeah. When you get into city council, even though we have, I think the registered voters, about 160,000 registered voters in Richmond. But when you get down to the city council races, we're, at least in the second district race, we're talking about 14,000 votes. So, when you get into these little precincts, the numbers can change very quickly.
It is an interesting story nonetheless. So let's hit a couple other stories that are going on around town. A small business success story out of Chesterfield. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I noted this story out of the Chesterfield Observer. We're all looking for bright spots in the small business world these days. And I know some of my clients deal in events, and they've had a really hard year, obviously, because they were the first to get hit. I mean, events are canceled, and it's hard to know when they'll come back. And there's this little wedding venue in Chesterfield County that's apparently doing very well because people are still having weddings, and they figured out, I think most people know now they can't have those big grand weddings. So they're having little ones, and there's a little house It's Cecilia LePage and her husband is Lee Lauterbach. And they offer these little weddings for $99 on weekdays, $135 on weekends. They do it in their little garden. Cecilia is a 79-year-old great-grandmother, and she's just really proud of her garden, and it's a beautiful little spot, and they happen to live about a mile from the courthouse, so it's easy for a lot of people. It's manageable, and they didn't do very well in the beginning, but apparently doing very well now. So, it's nice to know that these things are that people are doing well and pivoting in this time. They're doing okay. I'm looking for the name. I actually realized I didn't have the official name of their spot, but I'm sure you can Google it and find out.
That is that's a cool story. And how about that? In her upper 70s and, finding a way to keep the cash coming in. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of positive notes and high notes, there's a Richmond singer-songwriter on The Voice. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a lot of people watch more TV these days and are familiar with The Voice. Of course, it's, a virtual audience. You won't see a lot of cheering going on, but the new season just started, and there's a guy there who I've never been to Branchville, Virginia, but that's where he grew up, and he's in Richmond now. Sid Kingsley is his name. He's 37, and he did very well. He was asked to come audition, got the call back in March, and had three. This is the one where the judges listen to you with their backs turned, and they hit the button if they like what they hear and turn around and get to see you finish your performance. So he had three of the judges turn around, and John Legend actually really asked him to be on his team. So he picked John Legend, and then this week they have these battle rounds where they have to winnow the teams down. So John had two of his singers sing. He did not pick Sid, but Kelly Clarkson stole him away and said, they have the option to do that. So he's now on Kelly Clarkson's team, and we will see, how he does this season. The next episode's coming up on Monday at 8 o'clock. That's the NBC show, The Voice. So good luck to him.
Okay, well, let's hit a little bit of what to do this weekend. I know that's been more of a challenge to find things to do the last few months, but I know you got a list of a couple things that people can look to do this weekend. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Cider Week is starting this weekend in Virginia, and if you like cider and it's the fall, it's a good time to get out. The what it means is that the different cideries across the state have coordinated and are holding different specials, different events, cider pairings with dinners, special tours, and you can just go on the website and find out what's happening. There might be it's a good reason to just take a little road trip for a day and go to a new spot that you haven't been to before. So very safe to drive somewhere and get outside and just enjoy a new spot. So yeah, Cider Week in Virginia starts today. And also, this is a really cool artistic event that goes on every year called In Light. A lot of people are familiar with this. They have thousands of people go every year. And it's an outdoor art installation that's based on things you'd be able to see in the evening. So there's all kinds of interesting lighting. It's hard to describe because it's so different depending on what installation you're looking at. But, what they've done this year is instead of having it at one place, which they usually do, I think it was at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts last year. This year, they spread it out. It's almost like a scavenger hunt, spread out across the city in different locations. So you go online, 1708inlight.org, and you get this map, and you can go check out the art all across the city, and they're going to leave it up longer than they normally do. So that'll be something you could do this weekend. It opens tonight, and it's fascinating. It's a good time to just get out, and I think the rain has stopped for a little while.
I think the rain is gone for at least a little while. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'd recommend. And, you know, if you're just, you know, dying to get out of the house after these last couple of days.
Okay. Jason, it's great to catch up and great content as always. Be well, my friend.
Oh, you too. Thanks. See you, Gary.
That is the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the media and PR firm Spring Story, our friend and contributor, Jason Root.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.